And like I say, it's just getting to be an awful hard way to make a living because, well, with the water situation as bad as it is, and the economy's just getting tougher and tougher and tougher.
Let me mention a couple things to you and see if they ring a bell. Some of them are with ranches and farms. Some of them are not, but I was wondering if you knew what, have you ever heard of a gee whiz? What about a buck scraper? Does that ring a bell at all? A buck scraper or any type of scraper? A harrow or a harrow? You know what that is? I think that's something they use on a farm more or less to do some
farming.
She's a city girl.
I used to know when I was Lon was living, he'd take me riding down here, and I this is this and this is this, and,
yeah.
And I used to remember all those things, but it's been a few years since.
Yeah, it's so yeah. Do you know like what? What's a gunny sack?
Oh, gunny sack! Yes, oh, many gunny sacks. they used to ship potatoes in gunny sacks, and in fact, some of these places, these little. Places where you stop here and buy a little fruit, these little fruit stands, their chili's still packed in the gunny sacks.
Really?
Most of the time they won't let you have the gunny sacks because they're not easy to come by anymore.
All right. Do you remember them being called something else besides gunny sack?
Not to my knowledge.
Do you ever remember being called a toe sack? Mm-hmm. That sounds familiar.
Well, that's possible.
What about just a burlap bag? You ever heard that?
Well, a burlap bag is different from a gunny sack. Oh, that's okay. Completely different than a gunny sack.
Different material?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what's a gunny sack made out of then?
Well, a gunny sack is made.
You know.
How can I explain to him what a gunny sack is?
So it's not
burlap is made out of like a real heavy piece of. The material
twine.
Is real heavy.
Yeah. It's real coarse. And gunny sack isn't like
no.
that.
No. Gunny sack's got a lot of little holes in it.
Really?
See, it has to have holes that so the potatoes won't spoil or the
right.
or what kind of vegetables they bring in.
Get some air in there. Okay. You know what? Here's another thing that ranchers use that you probably know of. It's a leather thing that they would use to keep the animals in line with. Snapping them with it. A whip or a lariat? Not a lariat.
I've seen them, but.
Okay. Like you said, a city girl. That's all right, though.
My husband had a horse collar.
Horse collar?
In the old days when they used to plow.
Right.
And he had to. He loved to collect all this old stuff, you know, and then he put a mirror in the. Center.
Oh,
you've probably
seen
those.
That's right. Did that work out? This is still sort of ranch and farm stuff, but it might be a little easier. These are hopefully things you've heard of. Do you know what they use to keep chickens in?
Just pens, chicken pens.
Have you ever heard of a chicken coop?
Chicken coops.
Okay. Mm-hmm. To your understanding, would that be about the same thing as a
chicken? Same thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have this big wooden thing to collect water in. They'll call it a
trowel
or a rain barrel.
Yeah.
A rain barrel.
Yeah.
Is that something you ever see or ever saw?
Well, if you go out here at Honey, you might see one or two of them out there because that's where they got the animals.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever heard of a slop bucket?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
That's what they like to throw scraps in and stuff. Do you know what, I'm going to ask you about animals and see if you can